News Talk 1620 WTAW. I thought Ted Raspiller was going to come in to talk about Blinn College activities, but he's now been ordained weather observer. So the radar didn't lie this afternoon.
Bill, all 28 drops fell right on me when I was out giving a student directions across campus.
So again, if you missed it, you may spot it on your car, as in spots on the car. The provost of the Blinn College Bryan campus here with us for a little bit this afternoon. Lots of things, as always, going on. Where do you want to lead off?
Bill, it's great to be back here in the studio with you. I guess it's been a couple months since I was here, so I've also got Brandon Webb, our public information officer, here with me. I guess the first thing that I just want to kind of talk a little bit about is this recent tuition and fee increase that our board approved at last week's meeting.
And the one thing that may strike out to folks who may have seen or read the numbers is that the increase in dollars is less in Washington County than it is not in Washington County, at least for students who reside in the home county. And I think the reason is because Washington County is also a tax base where it's not anywhere else.
That's correct. And, you know, Bill, I've been in this business over 20 years, and clearly one of the toughest decisions administrators wrestle with is raising tuition and fees. And there's no question that we've gone through that same kind of struggle here. And for us, it comes down to we've got some unknowns this year. How we're going to come out with Austin and this year's legislature is still an unknown. What our enrollment's going to be, because we're open enrollment, we take students right up until classes start. That final number is always an unknown. A couple things that we do know is we've got students that need to get applications in. They need to get financial aid awarded. And because of that, we've got to set those tuition and fee numbers as soon as we can. We held off quite a while, but the other known that we have is there's a quality expectations that students have. And regardless of what comes out of Austin, we're going to maintain that same quality with things like small class sizes and one-to-one attention faculty and students as they move through and accomplish their goals at Blinn College. And those things don't come cheap. And so what we've done is we've set our tuition and fees based on a couple of things. First of all, we try to keep the percentage increase between the two campuses relatively the same. The other thing that we do is we look very closely at the six contiguous community colleges to our district. We're all kind of struggling with those same unknowns. But what we do is we want to be sure that students are getting not just a quality education, but a good value. And we're still, our tuition is still lower for in-district and out-of-district than any of those six contiguous schools. So we remain proud of that, but at the same time know that we don't want to push an undue burden on our students.
The other factor that you that the college, I don't know how often it goes through the process of really getting down to the nuts and bolts of each program and whether that those programs can stand on their own or not, but this month the Board of Trustees developed a reduction in force policy again because the times are tough.
Right. That's a first for us. In the over 100 years that we've had Blinn College, we've never had to even consider a worst-case scenario. And that's certainly what that's designed to address. We have looked at, our board will see, we're still kind of finalizing things. They'll see next month a couple programs that we're recommending that we take a closer look at and we either end them or do what we call kind of suspend that program. And those are typically based on demand, workforce demands that rises. We want to be prepared to meet that. And when that drops off, we need to be prepared to pull back on that one so we can put some resources behind those that are on the rise. And so our board will see those next month. A couple other things that play into any reduction in force or what we really have going on is just a reorganization, and it's about efficiency. I wouldn't call it a major reorganization. What I would say is we're looking at such things as those services that we can outsource versus having our own crew for programs that have been grant funded. If the grant ends, if it's mission critical, so so to speak, we're going to find a way to keep it going. If it's not, unfortunately, we're going to have to wait till those next round of soft money opportunities come around so we can keep those going as well. So,
and our time is running short. Next time that we visit, let's get into the financial aid and other things that are out there for students who may see the increases and want to know how they can take care of those things. And there are plenty of sources out there, and let's visit about that the next time out. About a minute or so left. I don't know whether you or Brandon want to update us on upcoming activities.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. A couple things coming up this week. Thursday night, if you're free and available, 7:30 p.m. in our banquet room of the Student Center, the fairly new choir in Bryan will be performing their spring choir. That's a concert. That's everything from the Renaissance through the television program Glee. So that's Thursday night at 7:30 there on campus. And then Friday night, right there in the same room in the Student Center on campus, the Government Inspector, which is a Russian comedy, will be performed as a staged reading. That's kind of a stripped-down, no-frills performance. Again, that's free of charge. The first ever season for our theater folks in Bryan. We're very, very proud of them. 7:30 p.m., free admission. And details about this and also our upcoming commencement ceremony, Lucky Friday the 13th in May, is coming up. You can find out all the details at blinn.edu.
And all I would add, Bill, is next month we can talk about an update on our national search for president. And we'll also talk specifics about the construction and how we're going to open up 9 more classrooms and what we hope is several parking places on campus so we'll be ready for fall.
More parking is always a sign of a good thing, of growth taking place. Ted Raspiller, Brandon Webb from Blinn College with us this evening on News Talk 1620 WTAW.